You know, there's no shelf life on these jump starts. And if you're sitting around, you're feeling a little blue, or you want something that's going to pump you up, just go to my YouTube channel. That's the easiest way to find all of them. I think there are over 600 videos in there now. So Will says, wow, isn't that beautiful where Tammy lives? Yay, Cindy. Everybody says hooray for Cindy. Isn't that great? Good morning and happy Tuesday, says Daniel. Jeanette Cordoza says, it took me almost 2 years to become completely free of complaining. Congratulations, that's awesome. Liz Schmidt says, hey, it's Tuesday. Oh, thank you, Will, says Cindy. Hey, thank you, Cindy, it's awesome. I hope you'll continue to post what day you're on, just like Daniel. This is a nonstop thing. So Daniel continues to post, Wendy continues to post, a lot of the people, and you should see the really cool posts that these people do in the Complaint Free Life program. Like Daniel owns a chocolaterium, I guess. He makes chocolate. And he spells out what day he's on in chocolate letters, chocolate numbers. He spells chocolate on the plate. It's really amazing. Michelle Doherty says, gorgeous. I'm sure she's talking about me. Oh, no. She's talking about Tammy's view. All right. Well, I am really, really glad that you're here. And thank you all for sharing these. It means so much to me to see you all inviting your friends to come and be here with us on a daily basis. So I'll tell you what I want to talk about today. I want to jumpstart anger. I want to talk about anger because right now people are more angry than they have ever been in my lifetime. And I mean everybody. It seems like people are angry. Greg Bear, the author of Real Love, talked about how some people walk around angry. And the way he explains it is some people seem to walk around with a perpetual sunburn. And no matter how you touch these people, they're going to respond. They're going to react. And today, it seems like everybody is that way. I did a post on Sunday. And I got some I was just like, from the anger from people. People misunderstand things and get angry, you know? I always think of what Wayne Dyer said, that before you don't bite off my finger until you realize in which direction it's pointing. In other words, it's probably not even pointing at you. But nowadays, whether you wear a mask or whether you don't wear a mask, people get angry at you. Whether you side with the protests or whether you don't side with the protests, people are angry with you. And why is that? It's really very simple, in my opinion. I believe it is predominantly media driven because I was in media. I have a broadcast journalism degree. I was in radio. I sold radio advertising. We sold ears. The media predominantly sells eyes, is what we say. You want eyeballs. And nothing gets eyeballs. And I'm going to be a little PG-13 here. Nothing gets eyeballs like pissing people off. When you can enrage people, you engage them. And right now, it is very easy to enrage people. You know, I was looking the other day at CNN, CBS News, and Fox News. I was going through their various websites, and I realized that I don't know necessarily that somebody's lying. What I think is that a lot of the things that are happening are actually happening, and it's just a choice by the editorial boards to cover certain things and not cover certain things. Why? Because those things for that audience tend to enrage them by upsetting them, by pissing them off, and therefore getting their eyeball. So right now, I would invite you to consider that this is a heyday time for media. It is a time for people constantly checking their phones for news. The thing is, what we tend to do is check the news that confirms our bias. It's actually called confirmation bias. We follow the news programs that confirm our already beliefs. And remember, belief is just something you've decided is true. And then we become angered. So I want you to understand that possibly it is not just what is going on right now, but it is the coverage of what is going on. And more than that, it is the coverage you're exposing yourself to. So I just want you to invite you to take that in. I hope I didn't piss anybody off by saying it. Actually, I may have. So I'm okay with that. I really want to talk about the sources and the causes of anger, because many of us, myself included, struggle with anger. It is an issue. Why? You don't recognize an issue typically in yourself. Many times you see it in other people. I remember a guy I worked with at my very first job at a radio station when I was selling advertising. And this was the angriest guy I have ever seen. He was just rah about everything, and every little thing was a big thing. And I did not realize how much like him I was. There's a saying in pop psychology that if you spot it, you got it. The things that irritate us most in other people tend to be the things that we are often unaware of in ourselves that we need to work on. So it took me many years to realize how much I had anger issues. And what happens when we have anger issues is that we are often driven and stay in fight or flight mode. Now, you've heard this term before, fight or flight mode. What is fight mode? I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you. Flight mode is, I'm out of here. I'm checking out. I'm either physically leaving, or I'm emotionally leaving, or I'm mentally leaving, but I'm gone. Now, there are hundreds of millions of us, billions, I would say, who tend to be stuck in one of those modes and don't even realize it. What happened for me was I went through a lot of challenging events in my life, and as I traced them back, I realized that they were caused predominantly by me, and that what I needed to work on was me. And then I began to look at what my issue was. And I read some books on anger, and because I knew my dad was an angry person. Oh my God, was my dad an angry person. Now, why are people angry? Why are people stuck in fight or flight mode, in my opinion? Based on the books I've read, the research I've done, it has to do with the fact that when you're a little child, you literally are unsafe. You can't protect yourself. And when someone yells at you, hits you, abandons you in the moment that you need love and appreciation, acceptance, etc., criticizes you, it hurts at a very deep level. And since in your mind, your parent is God, you become basically angry at the universe. And from a very, very young age, you begin to use anger as a way of accomplishing things. You don't realize it because it's your personality. But you find that if you raise your voice in a restaurant, you get a little bit better service or whatever. It's embarrassing, of course, but you really don't even know any better. Now, why was my dad so angry? He was an abused child too. The things that I went through were nothing like what my dad went through. So you might ask yourself, well, why don't we simply change as we get older? Well, number one, as I've said, most cases, we're not even aware. It is our default setting. Last night, I was talking with someone at the park who was making what I in my opinion, were very, very racist remarks. And it reminded me again. Oh, and this person, of course, said, well, I'm not a racist. She must have said, I'm not a racist, but 7 times. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this person's a racist. She's just totally not aware of it. Well, angry people are not aware of it. The second thing, as I've said, is that it becomes our default way of handling things. And in many cases, it works. It burns bridges, blows up relationships and everything else, but it works. And we don't even realize that there is another way. I remember I sent an email. We had an issue with something, and it was a legal issue. It was somebody violating one of our trademarks. And I wrote this email, and this was probably 10 years ago. And the person got it, and they said, wow, thanks for trying to kill a gnat with a bazooka. And I didn't even realize it. I didn't realize I was coming on strong. That's the reason that I am continually listening to How to Win Friends and Influence People. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is not about a book about manipulation. It's about understanding people and working with them. And it is an amazing book, and it's helped me a lot. So the other thing about anger is it gets caught in your body. It literally gets caught up in your body. And so we get stuck in that fight or flight mode. I know for a fact that I wake up, or used to wake up, especially on a lot of mornings, with my body already ready for a fight. And if I didn't have, I would start to scan my mind as I woke up going, okay, who has upset me? What am I angry about? What is the hassle? What is the challenge? Jeez. Take a second. Do you hear the questions I was asking myself? Instead of, what's the blessing? What do I have to be grateful for? How do I know I'm going to get through whatever comes up? And just to be relaxed and to trust and to know that I can handle whatever may come my way. I don't need to get angry. I don't need to. Not only that, it's bad for my body. So it takes a good deal of body awareness to realize, because it's so true. Here's how it works. Your mind, your thoughts, drive your body, okay? Your body also drives your thoughts. If you're tense and anxious, you look for reason in your body. You look for reasons in the external world to justify this tension and this anxiety. If you think anger and tense thoughts, your body is going to react. The loop between these two realities is called your personality. And so what we've got to do is to become aware of the feelings in our body. One of the things that I have worked really, really, really hard on, as I mentioned the other day when I did Jumpstart Your Dial, is to keep my dial as low as possible. That means that when I'm angry or upset or whatever, I know for a fact, I know that we are still in a global pandemic, and 1,000 people in this country are dying every day. That's terrible. And when someone came up to me yesterday and literally, I mean, this guy, somebody I had never met, got right inside my face. Inside, I literally caught myself. And that's the point. We have to catch ourselves. There is a gap between whatever makes you angry, irritable, whatever you want to call it, there's a gap between it happening and your response. We tend to think that we have no control over the gap, or we don't even recognize that there is a gap because we don't want to acknowledge that there's a gap and we don't want to acknowledge how strong we are. But if we can catch ourselves, I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said, when you're angry, count to 10. If very angry, count to 100. Giving yourself that momentary time, which I still work with. However, I will say that nowadays, and it's a combination of things, it's a combination of being conscious of the fact that I tend to be angry, that I tend to carry it in my body, that I tend to think angry thoughts, that I tend to have arguments with people that will never happen, and I have to catch myself and not do that. All of this going on in my own little head. And also, consciously being aware of not allowing that energy in your body to even elevate, and realizing that you do have a choice. It's called mastering your parasympathetic nervous system and working on it and working on it. And what's the benefit of this? Well, I don't know, happiness, better relationships, feeling good about yourself, and not feeling guilty for how you handle things. That's a big thing for me. Not waking up and going, man, I wish I hadn't been that way. So I want to tell you that if you have anger issues, or if you're feeling anger during this time, and a lot of us are and do, I invite you, number one, to check your media consumption. I'll just leave it at that. And number two, realize that this is possibly habitual within you. And it's also understandable that you would feel somewhat this way. However, your reaction to how you are feeling is totally up to you. You don't need to blast somebody on Facebook, like this guy did me. I actually said to this one of these people who blasted me over my post, I said, I'm just curious, does attacking me somehow make you feel better? Because I really don't understand what your motivation is. It was a genuine question. So let me check in and see what you all have had to say. Wow. There's so many comments and I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss any. Liz Schmidt said, hey, it's Tuesday. We were at Liz Schmidt's, I think, yesterday meditating. I covered these. Oh my goodness, that's spectacular. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Light veterinary work today, no big deal. Good to hear it, Liz. I have to tell my veterinarian story coming up one day. Thanks, Lisa, says Cindy. Gorgeous, says, and we did these. Yep, I will most definitely continue to post. Thank you. And also continue to click share for the jump starts. Just click share. It's very easy. It's free. Doesn't hurt anybody. Thank you, Sherry, says Cindy. Most of it is entitlement and lack of compassion. Okay, Will, cool. I will leave that right there with you. Very good comment. Thank you for that. Sometimes people are passive aggressive, and that is also anger. It is difficult to see, but it could also be dangerous. You know what? You, Jeanette, just made a big change in my week. I'm going to do another thing tomorrow on anger and how it shows up. We're going to do anger part two because we're talking about aggressive anger versus passive aggressive anger, because there is a distinction. Will says it's media driven. Absolutely. Me too, Jeanette. Same, good for you, says Cindy. I cannot watch news anymore. Maria Johnson. Yeah, I get it. Will says, you have to watch some, just do it in moderation. I agree with that, Will, and try and keep it somewhat balanced, which is difficult. I stopped watching the bad news years ago. Thank you, Jennifer. I find that fear is usually the root of anger or hate in most people. Okay, once again, definitely. We're going to talk about anger tomorrow. Yes, because anger is actually an expression of fear. That's what it is. It is an expression of fear. And we should explore that. I can have 2 weeks off. 2 weeks go by and I'm at peace, my body feeling at ease, says Lisa. Then all of a sudden I snap at someone. Then I try to analyze what the hell was building up that made me yell. It's a very good question. Don't know that it's necessarily true. I will tell you that willpower is a depreciating asset. So if you are containing yourself, you'll notice. But that's true for everybody. On Reddit, which is where I get a lot of my news, I subscribe to like a dog channel, and it often shows a big dog and a little dog, or an older dog and a younger dog. And I keep sharing these videos of one dog like playing, 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 playing. And the other dog's like, no, 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 no. Come on, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. And then finally, leave me alone. And the dog, you know, snaps or bites or whatever. That is true for us too. And so it's a depreciating asset. And so one of the things that we need to do, well, meditation helps. So Lisa, I hope that you're meditating with us every day, which I know you do, will continue to help. Well, some of that is simply being human, Will says. See, there we go. Balance. Anger is a natural response. Just don't overuse it. Pain as well as fear often promote anger. Yes. Guys, I can see I have touched into something very rich, and we're going to continue with this tomorrow. I want to remind you that our complaint-free meditation group is getting ready to begin meditating. Here is the view that we will be enjoying today. We will be at Tammy Duryea's home in Hilton Head. She wanted me to be clear and let you know that that is not her view from her home, but nearby. So I hope those of you who are part of the complaint-free meditation program are going to join me, because we have almost 100% of you join up with us every day. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more about anger. We're going to talk about aggressive anger versus passive aggressive, what drives it. Did you know that sadness is actually anger as well? Depression is anger. Let's unpack all of that tomorrow. Jerome says, I see displaced anger due to a lack of knowledge compounded with the bias you spoke out. Thank you for my refresher in mind. Set, go. You're very welcome, Jerome. Thanks a lot. All right, everybody. Love you. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We're going to talk some more about anger. All right. So invite your friends and share this. Click share. Thanks so much. Have a great day.